Back in the year 1996, a German journalist by the name of Peter Siebald sat down for the second of two book interviews that he was conducting with then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who of course would go on to become Pope Benedict XVI. Siebald entered the 1996 interview, he said, as someone who was very skeptical and had fallen away from the Catholic Church and from the practice of the Catholic faith. And by the time he had finished his third book interview with Benedict or Cardinal Ratzinger in the year 2000, he said that he returned to the faith on account of what he had experienced in the great wisdom and knowledge that Ratzinger had shared about the faith and bringing an integrity and reasonability to it that he before did not quite understand or see, and it led him to return to practicing the faith. One of the questions which he asked in that 1996 interview, he said, was he asked Cardinal Ratzinger, how many different ways are there to God? And without missing a beat, the Cardinal replied to him, as many as there are people. Of course, within those many, many ways of going to God that is individual for each of us, there is fundamentally one big way that we all follow. And that is the way of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and who in today's gospel says very clearly, follow me. I think in today's gospel we can see hints that, even though perhaps it seems a contradiction, that both of those answers are absolutely correct. There is one way to God, which is Jesus Christ, to follow him. But there's many ways to God in the sense that each of us individually have to make the decision to mark our journey to follow the Lord according to our circumstances in life. See, the one way to Jesus is ultimately to take up your cross and to love as Jesus loved. This is a universal truth that is the path of salvation, to love as Christ loved and to take up your cross and follow after him. But it's also equally true that for each of us, we all have, in a sense, a customized personal cross. We all have a customized group of people that we are called to love in a particular way, starting with our own family and extending in God's providence to the different people that we encounter. And each of us individually are the only ones who can live our own lives, who can experience our own lives, and therefore who can make the decision to say, I accept my personal cross in life, and I am making the decision to love the people that God has placed in my life, beginning with my family and moving on to all those we encounter. It's the same way, to love as Jesus loved, to take up our cross and follow after him. But it's utterly unique for each of us individually, because only we can live and walk the journey of life that is placed before us. And only we can make the decision to carry that customized cross that we've been granted and to love those people in our life that have been placed before us. And in that sense, it is utterly unique. Today's gospel, we see that dynamic playing out with Peter. Peter's a little bit concerned and kind of wondering about the path that John is going to follow. And Jesus basically, in his answer, when he says, "What concern is it of yours?" he's pointing out John has his path to follow, he has his cross to bear, and he's going to live his life following me. And you, Peter, you worry yourself with following me according to your circumstances, according to your customized cross, and according to your personal details in life. My brothers and sisters, the same is going to be true for each one of us. We are all given that one universal command to follow the Lord Jesus. His is the pathway to eternal life. And at the same time, we're all called to live our utterly unique journey, that we are the only ones who can make the decisions of our life for ourselves. We are the only ones who can walk in the shoes that we walk in. And we, therefore, are the only ones who can accept the customized cross of Jesus Christ in our own life and to love the people who have been placed in our life by God. And so today, as we go forward on this sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always heed these words of Jesus to follow him. And let us also thank God for the utter uniqueness that he has created each of us with. that we have such a special mission in life and a special journey to carry the cross laid out for us and to love the people who are presented before us. Amen.